Okay, so come on, what are we looking at? A sleeper cell in Detroit that's about to wake up. Now, by detonating 6 backpack bombs simultaneously across the city. Threat analysis. Masood Shamar, Tariq al-Jahani, Osman Ahmed, Yassin Saeed, radicalized Muslims, masters-level software engineers.
They plan to crash the power grid and cripple police surveillance so that they can plant the bombs undetected.
3 are Saudis, here legally on F-1 student visas. Yassin Saeed was born in Michigan. Let's do the dossier on the American. Born in Dearborn, all-American kid, apparently. Varsity baseball, a homecoming king. Did his junior year abroad in Cairo,
where he met Masood Shamar and Tariq al-Jahari. August 2014, all 4 men enroll in the engineering program at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. 2 months later, they rent a house in the Woodbridge section of Detroit and begin a surge of internet activity on Islamist websites known to be recruiting for the Khorasan group.
How are they paying for the rent on the house?
A series of anonymous wire transfers originating in Dubai and passing through a front company in the Comoros.
The tactic Khorasan uses to fund terrorist activity. What are they targeting?
Spirit of Detroit, Ambassador Bridge, Livingston Lighthouse, Belle Isle Fountain, Wayne County Building.
All historic landmarks on Belle Isle and downtown.
Yesterday morning, Osman Ahmed posted to an Islamist website that he's going to change the world. Last night, Yassin Saeed called his mother and insisted she not visit tomorrow.